Hello, and welcome to another edition of EcoSmart. I'm your host, Sandra Manning. You know, the city of Tallahassee continues to demonstrate environmental stewardship. On today's program, we'll learn how the airport is soaring to new heights when it comes down to cost savings. Then we'll see what it takes to make the city shine with some not so traditional cleaners. But first, we'll tour Cascades Park to see how going green goes beyond the landscape.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good. It's so good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Well, thanks for inviting me out to take a tour of the wonderful, beautiful Cascades Park.
Oh, we're so happy to have you here today.
So what are some of the things we're going to be doing today?
Well, I wanted to give you a little tour, show you some of the things that are made out of recycled content, talk a little bit about stormwater.
That sounds great. Now, I understand that the bench that we're sitting on is from recyclable steel.
That's right, exactly. This is a great place to start our tour. Our benches and our trash and recycle receptacles are made from recycled content. They're actually made from a combination of pre- and post-consumer recycled content. Do you know what pre- and post-consumer recycled content
is? Not quite, and I don't know if the public knows either. So I think that's a good opportunity to explain to the public.
Absolutely. Pre-consumer content comes from commercial and industrial institutions. When they're making their product, they have a byproduct, and that waste is reused and turned into things like benches. And post-consumer content comes from places like, well, like your home and my home. So it could be milk jugs or yogurt tubs and even aluminum cans.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And at Cascades Park, we actually have two places to throw away your trash. One is a recycle container and the other is a trash container. Would you like to take a look?
Absolutely. Let's go. Autumn, what an odd name. Big Belly Solar?
Yeah, this is our Big Belly Solar Trash Compactor.
Okay.
And speaking of recyclables, one side is for recycling and the other side is for trash.
So why is it called Big Belly?
Well, because it's a trash compactor. Oh. So when you put your trash in, when it reaches a certain capacity, it actually smooshes the trash down, which reduces the number of times that it needs to be emptied, which we really like because it saves our resources, like city staff time and wear and tear on city vehicles.
And I see a solar panel on top?
That's right, yeah, no need for plugs. It's powered by solar energy. And it's really smart, too. So when it needs to be emptied, it actually sends an email to city staff letting them know when it's time. And we've actually found that in the high traffic areas, like right here next to Imagination Fountain, before we had these installed, the trash cans needed to be recycled twice a day. And now it's actually twice a week.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, what else do you have out here that you want me to see?
Well, since we're here, I'd like to show you a little bit about Imagination Fountain.
I've heard a lot about this Imagination Fountain. Please show me what it's all about.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Imagination Fountain is an interactive fountain for kids to play in.
Okay.
And adults get in here too if it's really hot. So we're so happy to have this Imagination Fountain at Cascades Park. It's been a great draw. And it actually uses clean water, mm-hmm. and it's chlorinated, and it's sent through a UV filter to make sure that if there are any harmful bacteria, that they are dissolved or killed.
You know, we often look for a green message in things, and while this is fresh water, chlorinated water, the good news is that there are community residents out here with their children, and they're not in their homes.
That's right.
Burning electricity.
Yeah.
So they're here at the park. Woohoo!
That's right. Living healthy lifestyles.
There you go. There you go.
It's great. Well, we're walking to the Cascades Waterfall, which is an iconic modern representation of the original Cascades that was here, the Cascades Waterfall that was actually here in the park when this area was first discovered.
Autumn, the waterfall is absolutely gorgeous, and it's really hard to believe that it was part of a stormwater project.
That's right. Actually, Cascades Park is a stormwater treatment system, and it has an upper pond and a lower pond and a stream in the middle.
Okay.
And the park actually treats 73% of the surrounding 860-acre basin. So the runoff from the roads and from people's yards all ends up here in Cascades Park. And the pollutants are removed in the ponds and also through the stream as well. So the water that's here at Cascades Park, some of it actually goes to Wakulla Springs. So by removing the pollutants at Cascades Park, we're actually improving the water quality at Wakulla Springs. Well, let's continue our tour.
Okay. Autumn, what's all this vegetation over here to my right?
Well, actually, those are called beauty berries, which is a native plant. And a lot of the plantings that you see along the stream are here because they are wetland plants.
Can we go over here?
Absolutely. Let's go take a look. Across the stream, we have Florida native wildflowers. Mm-hmm. And the wetland plants that are in here create a habitat for mosquito-eating insects like the damselfly.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. And dragonflies as well?
Yeah, dragonflies too. That's right. Yeah. And you can see them here, actually. They're buzzing around through the leaves right now.
Autumn, so we're here at the Discovery. Tell me about this.
Well, this is the Discovery Playscape, and it's a natural playscape. And some of the materials in here are from recycled sources. Oh, Sandra, I want to show you. Hey, where'd you go? So you're actually climbing on some of the recycled utility poles. Those were donated by the utility department, and we were able to put them in Discovery. Good job.
Autumn, this is great. And to think that these are recycled utility poles that could have been taken to the dump or recycled, chewed up, and you know, but here they are being used by kids and having fun for even big kids like me.
There's one other thing I want to show you at Discovery. It's this really interesting cypress stump. It came from the Dead Lakes near Wewahitchka. That's in Gulf and Calhoun counties.
Okay.
And it was actually dredged up from the bottom of those lakes and then treated and put out at Discovery.
And the kids play on top of it? And
yeah, I think they ride it like a whale. I also wanted to point out we have the pet waste dispensers because people really love to bring their dogs to Cascades Park, which is great. Uh-huh. But the pet waste is not only a nuisance, it also pollutes our water bodies. So we encourage people to clean up after their pets.
Okay, so you just pull one out and...
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Look at that. Ready to go.
There's one more feature I'd like to show you, and you can't really see it now because it's not dark, but all of the trail lights in the park utilize an LED system. Mm-hmm. And the LED system helps us reduce energy consumption.
Sure.
And it also helps to cut down on nighttime light pollution.
Autumn, it's so beautiful out here. I just can't believe it. And where are we now?
Well, we're overlooking the stream that flows underneath the amphitheater. And I wanted to mention about how we use the stormwater to our advantage. Well, we treat it, of course, but it's actually used to water a lot of the plants in the park as well. And we use it in the Cascades waterfall. Stormwater from the lower pond is recirculated into the Cascades waterfall.
This is so nice.
Yeah, but don't worry, the water that's used in the Imagination Fountain is clean water and it's chlorinated.
This is just a beautiful setting for people to come out and enjoy and also to bring the kids out so that they can learn about nature.
Yeah, I agree. It provides a habitat for animals that may not have otherwise been in our urban area.
We're just so blessed here in Tallahassee.
You may have noticed in our parking lots we have these special pavers. They may not be the prettiest part of the park, but they're important. These are called EcoStone pervious pavers, and what happens is the runoff from the road and the rainwater that comes down is actually able to percolate through the pavers. But not everything percolates through the pavers. The big pollutants actually stay above the surface so that they can be swept away. It also helps with managing stormwater runoff.
And it just clears up and purifies the water?
Right. It actually allows us to take the stormwater and treat it through this system rather than having to pay for a conveyance system that would take it down to a stormwater pond.
Autumn, we've done a lot of walking, and we're at our final destination here at this trail.
Absolutely, but this park is not the final destination.
Oh my goodness.
I know. This is actually segment two of the Greater Capital Cascades Trail. Segment one was Franklin Boulevard, two is the park, three is the Famuway Extension, and it's actually part of a 4.25 mile linear urban greenway. So what it does is it provides people an opportunity to get out of their cars and start biking to work or walking to work, which we hope will reduce vehicle emissions and traffic congestion.
And not only that, but to get people fit and healthy.
Definitely, definitely a healthier lifestyle.
Yes. Autumn, there was so much to see and I had such a great learning experience. Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you for coming, and come back anytime.
Thank you. Now, you don't want to go away because we're going to fly over to the airport and see how they're going green.
Well, that's me right there, fourth from the back. You know, when I first did that commercial, it was just a job. Well, I live in this community, too. I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like you. Now I realize just how much runoff can affect our drinking water. We're all a part of this community, so what one of us does has an effect on all of us. That's what this campaign is all about, finding out what each one of us can do to stop our own personal pollution. Tap. Every drop you lose, nature finds.
Welcome back. The Tallahassee Regional Airport serves over 500,000 travelers each year. And as you can imagine, the utilities can be soaring. But to keep costs grounded, they've implemented some green innovations. Let's check it out.
We are very conscious of using green technology whenever possible. One of the prior projects that we've had is solar panels on the roof of the airport. We also have PC Air that we're utilizing in the jet bridge to reduce emissions. And we're also looking at the possibility of using LED lighting when possible. All of this should reduce the cost to the airport and to the customers and help us reduce our cost per employment for the airlines that utilize the airport.
On the rooftop.
Sandra, over here, I want to show you something.
Hey, Heather, what do you have for me?
Sandra, this is what I wanted to show you. These are our solar panels on the roof of the terminal building.
Well, Heather, they sure don't look like solar panels.
They're not your traditional solar panel. They're flexible PVC solar panels that you roll out onto the roof.
Wow. Heather, this is some great and new technology. How long have you had the panels?
We've had the panels for a couple of years. We originally had a 25 kilowatt system first and then decided to add another 50 kilowatts to it to expand it to a total of 75 kilowatts.
So how do they actually work?
Basically what it does is it collects the solar energy and it runs through the lines down into the building to an inverter and it converts it to electric power, runs to our primary grid, and we use it here at the terminal building to run all of our facilities, lights, electrical outlets, everything.
Can you tell me a little of the history on how this project came about?
Well, the airport wanted to try to broaden our base of green technologies here at the terminal building. So we decided to install solar panels to help reduce our costs for electricity.
Can you talk a little bit about the reduction that this contributes to your electricity costs and kilowatt hours?
The solar panel system produces about 118,000 kilowatt hours of electricity for us each year, which helps reduce our utility usage by 5%. Now, Sandra, 5% may not sound like very much, but for a terminal building and for a facility this size, it reduces the cost for us, which trickles down to the traveling public.
Heather, the panels are extremely unique. I've never seen panels like this before. So walk us through a little bit more about these.
These solar panels collect sunlight throughout the day. So on very sunny days and through the peak hours of 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., we collect the most solar energy that gets transferred into the inverter to create electricity for the building.
So how do you use that electricity once it's been collected?
So we don't typically store the energy. It just gets used on a continual basis as we collect the energy.
And you're offsetting what in your actual facility here?
We are offsetting our use of City of Tallahassee electrical power with the solar power.
So Heather, you wanted to show me actually how it all comes in and it all fits together.
Yes. Right behind you is the brains of the operation. Okay. The solar panels from the roof filter solar energy down into this inverter, which converts it into usable electricity for the terminal building and sends it over here to our main power grid. Sandra, let's walk back outside here and let me show you the information that we're giving to the public on the system.
Okay.
Here's the monitor that shows the general public what sort of usage we get out of the solar panels. It shows the current power in watts, so 25,234 current watts that we've generated, and out of the lifetime of the system, 142,103 kilowatt hours of energy has been generated by the solar panels on the terminal building. Also, what it shows is it gives a general picture of how the system works so that the general public can kind of see what we're doing as far as this particular green technology. And it will also show you the peak times and the energy that we get from the sun.
Heather, this is really great because it really does show people coming into Tallahassee that we are a green community.
Yes, it does. It really brings them into the airport to understand what we're trying to achieve here as for utility savings and as an airport as a whole to become greener and leave a smaller carbon footprint. Sandra, I want to show you one more thing.
All right.
So as you can see out here, we've got runway 927 is completely demolished and we have started rebuilding the base course up through the asphalt. At the start of the project, the contractor C.W. Roberts came in and milled up the entire 8,000 feet of runway. And then we tore apart the base course and we stabilized the subgrade reusing that base course and brought in another 10 inches of lime rock, which we will put 5 inches of asphalt on top.
Now, it's my understanding this is a major green project. So help me to understand what makes it so green, other than the green trees I see on the horizon.
It is green. We reutilized the existing base course to help stabilize the subgrade, which reduces the cost of bringing in additional lime rock. And then we're also implementing LED taxiway lighting and runway centerline lighting.
Heather, so what's going on out here?
I wanted to show you how we keep the plane cool while there are passengers loading and unloading.
Well, I really thought you were going to take me on a plane ride here.
I wish, but let me show you the air conditioning unit.
Okay, okay.
So this is the PC air unit, which basically is an external air conditioner. We run a hose that connects to the aircraft. The aircraft can actually turn off its engines when it's parked at the loading bridge, and we still keep the airplane cool enough for when passengers are loading and unloading.
Well, is this new technology?
No, this isn't new technology, but what it does is it allows the aircraft to shut down so it's not burning fuel, which reduces costs to the airlines.
How long have you had this?
We have had the PC air units on the bridges for several years, and it basically just adds a creature comfort to the passengers when they board and unload.
Wow, this is really great.
No, Sandra, it's really cool.
All right, okay, you got me. Heather, thank you for showing me some of the green innovations happening here at the Tallahassee Regional Airport.
You're welcome. Anytime here, Sandra. We can show you around whenever you would like.
I look forward to coming back.
Great. Thank you.
These are exciting times for the airport and certainly exciting times for the city. And as the economic development driver of the community, the airport certainly wants to do our part in contributing to making Tallahassee a great green place to live.
City of Tallahassee has implemented a green cleaning pilot program utilizing grant funding that we received from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection Agency. The grant allowed us an opportunity to implement green cleaning practices in several of our facilities.
Hey, Mr. Jackson, I was checking this out earlier. The OxyQuest is...
To get the best information and we think the best test for the pilot, we chose to implement it primarily in our community centers because of the high volume, high traffic there. We thought if we could test a product, that'd be a good place to do it. Traditionally, we purchased a number of cleaning products for various purposes, for cleaning the floors, for cleaning the restrooms, for cleaning the mirrors. We have been able to purchase a general purpose green cleaner in concentrate form that when portioned out can be extended for long periods of time, which saves us money and reduces the need to buy repetitively and multiple cleaners. One of the first inclinations is when you hear green cleaning or anything of that nature, we feel like the fact that it's not a traditional clean, it may not be as strong. So the first inclination is to use more of it. So through proper training, we're able to demonstrate how to best use it, how to portion it out so that we do actually achieve the benefit of having a concentrated cleaner that can last an extended period of time.
We were going through a number of companies using various products for our everyday cleaning of the facilities. I think the plan is to go with one central company to get away from all this additional spending, something that's going to be friendly to the environment. And I think, as far as I can tell, and as far as our custodians can tell, these products have lived up to that standard of working as good as previous products that we used, if not better.
And this product here works real good. No chemical, no smell, it works real good.
Well, as far as the cleaning aspect, I think that these products have proven to do a very good job on the surfaces that we use them on, whether it be the tables, whether it be the windows, the floors, especially the floors. You don't have to mop as hard, so it breaks through a lot of the dirt and grime that is left on the floor after we have heavy usage through the facility. So I think, for the most part, they do a very sufficient job on cleaning the surfaces of whatever we choose to use them on.
I love it. It's a good product, and I would say I hope the whole city will use it. Everybody in the city will use it. It doesn't have that smell like bleach and other chemical, that you buy.
That was the previous complaint from a lot of patrons who were frequent in our facility, especially the ones that come on a daily basis. They didn't really care for the smell of the products. These products either have a very pleasant smell or a neutral smell where you can't really detect it. We went from using anywhere from 10 to 15 different products. Now we're just basically using those three products. We're happy with the products. That's the main thing. We're happy with them.
In addition to the training that our employees received initially, they also received training from the Green Cleaning Institute, along with a certification in green cleaning. That, we believe, can have a benefit to the organization and to people who occupy our facilities because we'll clean our buildings in a way that is a lot more environmentally focused and friendly, but also it provides an additional credential to our employees, which is in line with our core value of promoting and supporting employee excellence.
Being a public facility, your public is A number one, and every concern of yours has to start with the public. And what we use affects them in every which way, be it cleaning with residue being left on a table, being a mist or spray, aromas. We don't know who could be allergic to those, and with these green products, they've made it a lot easier and more safety conscious for us to not have to worry about those issues.
Sanitizer for the bathroom.
With the time savings, it's helpful with the dispenser that we received that goes with it. It dilutes and makes the solutions correct to the correct proportions, so we're not overusing or underusing, which ties into our budget savings. So we're not overusing chemicals and having to buy more and more of a chemical when we're not using the correct proportions.
I like the OxyQuest because it's a multi-purpose degreaser, and since we use it, it keeps down a lot of germs and stuff. As you well know, we got like 100 and about 190 kids in here, and then we got added kids that's over there in that arts and crafts side. So we needed a new dimension to have something in here like this.
You can tell the noticeable scents that some of the products carry. It has that cleaner smell, refreshing, and you have that hint of ammonia and bleach smell that you're constantly getting when the older cleaners. No complaints whatsoever with the products. Everything's worked out well, and we're extremely lucky to be part of the project.
The Green Cleaning Pilot Project is just another example of the City of Tallahassee's commitment to operate in a more environmentally sustainable manner while reducing the cost of operations.
Cleaning the house is something we all do, and most of us use these typical chemical products. Today, though, I'm going to show you some eco-friendly, cost-conscious alternatives you can make at home using products like these. Kitchens are one place in our home that we need to make especially sure are clean. To start with, I'm going to show you an easy all-purpose cleaner, great for your kitchen or really anywhere. You take 2 cups of water, 1 cup of hydrogen peroxide, and 1/4 cup lemon in a spray bottle, and you're good to go. Get a lot of use in the home, and a simple way to keep them clean is with a paste of baking soda and water. Simply mix 1/3 cup of baking soda with just enough water to form a paste. Using a reusable brush, simply scrub your sink with the paste. It'll be sparkly clean in no time. Remember that lemon that we used earlier? I hope you didn't throw it away, because we're going to use it to freshen the garbage disposal. Simply cut it into smaller pieces so you don't clog the drain. Put it in the garbage disposal, turn on the water, and flip the switch. Easy as that, your garbage disposal will be lemony fresh. With these common household items, you can create a variety of products that'll help you feel better knowing that you're creating a healthier home. Back to you, Sandy.
For more do-it-yourself cleaning tips, check out the online bonus video at YouTube or Facebook. Now, we've learned a lot about saving energy, water, and money. And that's not just smart, that's eco-smart. For WCOT, I'm Sandra Manning.
Dude, your house rocks.
Yeah, and I save a ton of money by having my buddy do the electrical work on weekend.
Is he an electrician, dude?
Yeah, kinda. He does it on the side.
Does he know what he's doing?
Well, he's rewired the house, installed my home theater, and now I got him installing my alarm.
Awesome. Fire up that surround sound, dude. Rock!
Use only Florida's licensed professionals. Before you hire a contractor, check them out at myfloridalicense.com. You'll be glad you did.
Dude, you got some electrical challenges.
There is really only one boy. One girl. One tree. One forest. One ocean. One mountain. One sky. And one simple way to care for it all. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together under one name, EarthShare. One environment, one simple way to care for it.